Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Big Book of Dad Jokes by John Dee. Moody is a humor collection built around the familiar dad joke format, but it expands that formula into a much broader range of tonal registers. Presented as 1,000 days of jokes, the book is designed as a large daily use compilation rather than a narrative work or argument-driven text. Its main purpose is straightforward entertainment through puns, one-liners, and groan-worthy setups that rely on timing, wordplay, and deliberately awkward punchlines. What distinguishes it in the category is not a refined literary approach, but the scale of the joke inventory and the willingness to include material that is silly, tasteless, disgusting, and offensive alongside more conventional dad humor. That mix places it squarely in the light humor market while also signaling that it is aimed at readers who are comfortable with edgy and sometimes boundary-pushing comedy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 1,000-day joke format built for repeated casual reading. The most immediate structural feature of the book is its large quantity of jokes, framed as enough material for 1,000 days. That format matters because it shifts the book from a quick flip joke volume into a long-use humor resource. Instead of depending on a single comic premise, it offers a steady supply of short entries that can be read individually, shared casually, or dipped into at random. This design fits the nature of dad jokes, which work best in small doses and do not require sustained narrative attention. The scale also creates value through repetition. Readers who enjoy this style of humor are not buying one joke concept, but a large inventory of variations on the same comic. Mechanism. In practical terms, the book is positioned as a daily amusement source, a gift item, or a repository for social situations where a brief joke is more useful than a longer humorous passage. Its appeal therefore comes from volume, portability, and the ease of selective reading. Secondly, wordplay and groan humor as the core comic mechanism. Even with its broader tonal range, the book remains grounded in the classic dad joke structure, which depends heavily on puns, double meanings, and deliberately obvious punchlines. This style of humor is built less on surprise through complexity, and more on the pleasure of a predictable setup landing in a way that is corny or embarrassing on purpose. That is one reason dad jokes have such a recognizable identity. The joke often becomes funny because it is bad in a calculated way. The search results describe the book as containing hilarious puns and groan-inducing one-liners, which suggests that the writing follows that established formula. Readers are not expected to analyze layered satire or character-based comedy. They are meant to recognize the verbal trick and react to its simplicity. This makes the book accessible to a wide audience, especially readers who enjoy clean structural humor and short-form verbal play. Its comic value comes from form as much as content, since the familiar dad joke cadence is the central attraction. Thirdly, a deliberately mixed tone that ranges from silly to offensive. The title makes clear that the book does not stay within one safe or polished comedic lane. Instead, it openly combines silly jokes with tasteless, disgusting, and offensive material, creating a spectrum of humor that is intentionally uneven. That tonal mixture is significant because it changes how the book should be read and used. Rather than promising universal appeal, it signals a more specific audience that may appreciate crude or boundary-testing comedy alongside harmless wordplay. This approach is unusual compared with many mainstream joke collections, which tend to avoid anything that could alienate readers. Here, the inclusion of harsher material appears to be part of the book's identity, rather than an accidental byproduct. The result is a book that can function as a novelty item for readers who want humor with a rougher edge, but it also limits its suitability for general audiences. The tonal range is therefore both a selling point and a warning. The book offers variety, but that variety includes content that may be intentionally provocative or socially awkward. Fourthly, a niche audience centered on fans of adult dad joke culture. This book is not aimed at readers looking for literary humor, satire, or polished stand-up writing. Its likely audience is people who already enjoy dad jokes as a genre and are open to joke collections that lean into crude, off-color, or socially awkward material. That audience distinction is important because dad joke books can range from family-friendly to sharply irreverent. And this one clearly belongs toward the latter end of that spectrum. The practical use cases are also fairly specific. It may work as a gift for someone with a taste for corny humor, a personal joke stash, or a conversation starter among friends who share similar comedic sensibilities. Because the jokes are short and standalone, the book is easy to browse without commitment, which suits casual readers more than those seeking sustained reading. At the same time, its more offensive material means it is not ideal for mixed company, children, or settings where humor needs to remain broadly acceptable. The audience is therefore defined as much by tolerance for edgy comedy as by enjoyment of puns. Lastly, its value lies in entertainment, not argument, narrative, or instruction. The book's function is simple but clear. It exists to entertain through accumulation rather than through plot, theory, or practical instruction. That makes it structurally different from nonfiction books that explain a process or make a case, and also different from novels that develop characters and story arcs. Here, the content is episodic and self-contained, so the reader can open it anywhere and extract value immediately. This kind of design is effective in humor collections, because jokes do not require sequential reading to work. The book's appeal, therefore, depends on convenience, variety, and the reader's willingness to accept unevenness in exchange for abundance. Some jokes will land better than others, which is normal for a mass joke anthology. But the overall proposition is that quantity creates repeated opportunities for amusement. In that sense, the book stands as a compact example of a genre that prioritizes quick comic payoff over literary refinement. Its purpose is not to persuade or educate, but to provide a large supply of short-form humor with a deliberately unruly edge. In conclusion, The Big Book of Dad Jokes is best suited for readers who already enjoy dad jokes and do not mind humor that moves beyond clean, universally safe territory. It will appeal most to people who like puns, short one-liners, and joke books that can be opened casually for a quick laugh or groan. Because the collection is framed around 1,000 days of material, it also offers a sense of length and repetition that makes it useful as an ongoing humor source, rather than a one-time read. Its practical benefit is simple. It gives readers a large, easily browsable supply of jokes for personal amusement, light social sharing, or gifting to someone with a taste for irreverent comedy. What sets it apart from many other dad joke books is the explicit range of tone. Instead of staying safely wholesome, it openly includes silly, tasteless, disgusting, and offensive material, which gives it a more provocative identity in the category. That makes it distinctive, but also more selective in its audience. Readers looking for broad family appeal may prefer milder joke collections, while readers who want a larger and rougher joke archive will find this one more aligned with their expectations. If you would like to support John D. Moody, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.